like a dog trot or a dog run, as a what some people would call a hall, you know, between two sections of the house. You know, just the
yes, I've heard both dog trot and dog run. I've heard both used for mostly for an open porch, not one that's been closed in. And we even use it for our house over at the French Trading Post, which is our museum here. It was built very much as a southern home, but it was built by people who came down from New York and Connecticut. And so they enclosed it with doors front and back. But of course they would have stood open during the summer. So we still call it our dog trot, although it really isn't. It's a hall.
Well, that's the
I mean,
the
this is the kind of a thing.
That the sketch thing is for, just to, like, okay, like the sleeping porch, you know, just to...
To get down what the rooms are.
Just to get an idea, you know, what it was exactly. I can see how...
We call it, all of a sudden I just thought about this, you know, where we just had both of this house and the one across the street have just been robbed in the last month. And all of a sudden, it isn't that I want to...
Well, I can...
You can see how all of a sudden I had this disquieting feeling.
What you call a butler's pantry. What was that exactly?
All right. Oh, in my grandmother's house particularly, you have a pantry. It's not. It's a separate room from the kitchen. And usually, because in the old houses they had a great deal to store, they stored all of their china and their crystal and, you know, glasses, everything in there. And the butler, and they had a butler, stayed in the pantry, and he polished silver. He did a lot of those things. The cook cooked, and the butler took care of the rest of this. And, of course, the cook helped wash dishes, and the butler would dry, and this sort of thing when they were having a lot of it. But the butler's pantry was also the pantry in which he would stop and fix trays and do things like this. Now, the cook, he went into the kitchen. It was his job. This is just an old-fashioned thing. His job was to go into the kitchen and take the food and then get it to whoever it was to go to, whomever. If it was to go upstairs for breakfast, you see, all breakfasts were taken upstairs except for my grandfather, who always ate downstairs, on trays. And each one of them had one of those flip-top tables in each room that usually sat in front of the fireplace in the summer but was somewhere else in the winter.
Do you ever hear of different kinds of kitchens or different names for kitchens or... Say a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Yes, they had those quite frequently in the South in the old days because of the danger of fire and also because of the heat in the summer. Although I think the danger of fire was the main thing. You had no fire departments and no way to put them out. So your fires generally started in the kitchen. So they often had a detached kitchen.
And that's what we called it. Called a kitchen?
Well, no. Sometimes they would have two kitchens, and that would be called a summer kitchen. Have you ever heard it called summer kitchen?
The one that was separate?
The one that was separate would be called a summer kitchen.
Was that very common around here?
No, but I've heard it called that, and I've even heard the only kitchen referred to as the summer kitchen.
A kitchen, even if it was attached to the house, could sometimes be called a summer kitchen?
No, the summer kitchen was always either detached or semi-detached. It would have been separate enough from the main building so that the heat would not go up into the main building.
Talking about a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Huh?
Chimney.
And
sometimes flue.
The part that's made of bricks that comes...
Hearth.
Huh?
Hearth.
And the thing you set the wood on.
The grate. Or the fire dogs. Or the fire irons.
And the thing... Up above there that you...
That's the mantle. And sometimes mantle piece.
Which would you probably call it?
Mantle.
Say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
Kindling.
Is that any special kind of wood or...?
No, kindling was usually just wood that was split very small so that it would start. It could be sticks too. And